This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the 1912 Exiles podcast, the original and, what you think, the best Newport County podcast made by the fans for the fans. I'm Ed. The main business today is the match diary from our man on the Northern Beat, Ian Street, from today's lovely late win at Doncaster. But before we hear from Ian, I've got a few little bits of admin that I just thought I would attend to. First of all, I wanted to thank a few of the people who have very generously donated to our Ko-Fi. That includes regular donators, Daniel, the Rose Ed WhatsApp group, Hamid, long-term friend of the pod. Thank you all for your support. Also, thanks to friend of the pod, Rob, for putting a few quid in. He said he was inspired by us praising Lee Minshall in the Christmas special. So a big thank you to everyone who has thrown some money in. It's allowed us to do one or two technical things behind the scenes that have been extremely helpful. If you are able to put in the price of a cup of coffee, then if you go to ko-fi.com/1912exiles, then you can do so. There's a link in the show notes. I also want to say a big thank you to the man, the legend, Phil in Northampton, a name familiar to many of you, a man who's been on the pod before. He sent in a really, really lovely match diary about the Eastleigh game, which I picked up and listened to about 2 minutes after I published the last episode, which was mine and Reese's match diary of the very same game. So we didn't bring Phil's diary to you, but he has passed his audition and I'm sure it won't be too long before we have him back on the pod in the future. Since that Eastleigh game, we've had a few interesting developments, not least the FA Cup draw that will see us potentially play Manchester United in round four if we can get past Eastleigh on Tuesday night. The Eastleigh game is sold out. The game next Saturday against our Six Finger cousins from North Wales is also sold out as they traipse down here in large numbers to enjoy their big day. And yeah, potentially, if we get into the fourth round, we might have a sellout at home to Manchester United. I did see someone on the message board ask, when was the last time that Newport County had three consecutive sold-out home games? We could well be in that position, but we are taking nothing for granted on the pod, and we will be listening and watching very, very closely on Tuesday night for that replay at Eastleigh. And of course, also no signings so far in the transfer window. And again, we're watching closely. I wonder whether perhaps Coco is waiting to see what happens on Tuesday night, because the potential extra money, at least $250,000 by most accounts, that we would get from a tie against Man United would probably make a bit of a difference to the players he is seeking to sign. So I would imagine that is part of the thinking. But we will watch with very, very great interest, and it's something I'm sure we will discuss on the pod soon. But anyway, that is quite enough wittering from me. Let's hear about the 3 points today at Doncaster, and I will hand you over to our man on the Northern Beat. It's Mr. Ian Street.
So, welcome to the north, or the south for me today. It's a bit, I'm going down, short hop down south for me, to the People's Republic of South Yorkshire. Donny away, at a fabulously named, I think it's the Eco, was it? Eco Arena now, is it? It used to be the Keep Moat. I will be taking my seat in a brilliantly, brilliantly named Solutions for Cleaning stand. Truly, these are exalted days. It's a long way since, a long time since Bellevue, which is a ground I still enjoy going to. And actually, I made my debut there, not actually for Newport County, but back in the day, years ago, the supporters bus, we used to come up early sometimes, and we'd take on the other supporters in a game. So I did pull on the amber and black, scuttle around midfield like a lame Tony Pulis, and play a few games in the black and amber. I've done that years and years and years ago, long time ago. But yeah, Donny's where I made my debut, so I've got a bit of a soft spot for it. I fear for Donny that it is a little bit of a soulless bowl, like many of these new grounds now. A soulless bowl in a shopping retail park miles from the centre of town. It's about a 45-minute walk from the train station out here. But, you know, let's get in there and see what it's all about. So, in the grounds, we've got... It's a classic, you know, like I say, the soulless bowls, new build. I know it's been here for a few years, but, you know, it's a single tier all the way round, classic bowl shape. You know, as grounds like this go, it is a good one. It's a nice one. They just don't have any characters, do they, these sort of grounds? But you know, I guess that's what happens when you've got to move your ground and you've got to move out of town and all that sort of stuff. You lose the history. But yeah, you know, it's a decent enough ground. Floodlight watch, first one of the new year. Little bit different, these ones, because often these new grounds don't actually have proper floodlights. They often just have the lights sort of in the roof of the stands, don't they, looking down the pitch. But they have got floodlights here. Slightly unusual, because they don't start outside on the ground. They're built in just into the roof. So there's one in each corner, and they've got, you know, they've got a proper stanchion. They tilt forward, they've got a decent array. Yeah, I'm all right with it. There's new ones that aren't actually brilliant. I don't mind these. I'm going to give them 5 out of 10. That's pretty good for me, I think. Weather today. It's cold up north. I looked out the house yesterday. It was 2 degrees when I came home from work yesterday. It's going to be cold. It's not too bad at the minute because the sun has been out this morning, so it's warmed things up a little bit. But as that sun goes behind a few clouds and starts to dip a little bit behind the stand, it's going to get really cold. Pitch looks really good, to be fair. You know, it's a nice surface. So if we could play some football, we should be able to play it on this. But as we know, we don't like to keep it on the deck too much. So we'll see how we go. Right, I'm going to get me bovril and then work out what the teams are. Right, here we are. We've got a team up. Reprobates are here. Ollie's here. Stu's here. Fraser's here. Right, we've got... I mean, I've not seen us for a while. To be honest with you, I took a temporary break over Christmas. I ignored all football. I turned off. I muted all any WhatsApp group that had anything to do with football. I didn't watch any. Didn't have anything to do with it. A bit fed up, really. Not with Newport, just with football in general. Quite disillusioned with it. But I'm here today, so, you know, see how it goes. But the team. Right, Townsend in goal. Scouse Lewis is in. Scouse Lewis is back. And we've got Clark, Delaney and Baker as the three at the back, presumably McLaughlin. So that looks like a Lewis and McLaughlin wing-backs. Morris, Bennett, the Angry Wasp, Waite is in. Kibban Rye is in. Ding dong, merrily Kibban Rye is playing. And Evans. Wowzers, hang on. So, subs, Maxted, Payne, Charles Lee Wood, Wildig, Bonswell and Palmer Holden. I have been chastised. I say Wilding, don't I? But it's Wildig. What's his name? Wildig.
I see, Wildig.
Wildig. Yeah, fair enough. Right, what's that formation going to be?
It'll be a 3-5-2, I guess.
Yeah? We're not going to go 3, like, Like, we're going to play two behind. Are we going to play Evans at front on his own and then Kibben Ryan White behind him?
Possibly, yes. Yeah, that's a good shout. Yeah, yeah.
Because we've not got much height up there, have we, to ping it forward? So we're going to have to play on the grass, aren't we?
I doubt it, yeah.
So, right, what's going to happen today? Is anyone bothered about this game, right? I personally am, because we went today 6 points clear of these. This is quite an important game. But apparently down in Newport, there's some lots of people talking about some other game. So what are we feeling? Is this important? Do you not care? Are we resting players? What's going on today? Ollie?
I'm similar to you. It would always be nice to have one eye on that Eastleigh game, knowing the reward afterwards, Manchester United. But you can't take your eye off the league. I know we're in a position where we feel like we should be safe, but they're never safe until the match says so. So I think we still need to focus on the game. We still need to respect them. They're a fellow League Two side. They're not struggling. They're there for the taking, really. So I think a point would be good. 3 points would be excellent. But take each game as it comes.
So, do you think, Stu, the fact that we put Kibben Ryan and Wait in from the start today, is that Coughlan going, I'm resting players, I've got an eye on Tuesday? Or is he going, right, it's your last chance to have a go before I ship you out on loan? Or what are you thinking here?
I'll be honest, I thought on Saturday, I thought Seb and Harry Charsley were a wee bit under par. So I don't know if it's just general dropping of players, personally.
Yeah.
Payne's the only one that I can't really make sense of. I thought he's been playing really well recently.
Yeah.
But I think it could be just a reshuffle rather than a resting.
Yeah.
If you're going to rest players, you're going to rest Evans or a stronger players, personally.
Yeah. I mean, I'm quite looking forward to seeing Wait and Ryan have a go, to be honest. Right, scores on the doors. Very loud PA in here, isn't it? That's the one thing about these new stadiums. They've got good PAs. What do we go on the bus? Are you sticking with it, Ollie?
I'm sticking with mine. I've gone 3-1 County. I've gone Will Evans. I've gone Aaron Wildig and Harry Charlesley, who's simply not starting.
Right, you've gone 3-1, have you?
3-1 County.
Oh, that Ollie's so positive. It's brilliant. It makes me look like an absolute curmudgeon. Stu, what have you gone on the bus? Are you sticking with it?
I've gone one each. I think it was Bryn Morris. I can't remember. I always go for a random scorer.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go with that.
One each.
I'd draw a good result.
Fraser on the bus, sticking with it.
I went for 1-1 Evans on the bus, but now I think it's going to be 0-0.
Wowzers. I'm going 2-1. I'm going 2-1, and I think, having seen the team, Scouse Lewis and Ding Dong Merrily Kibben Ryan is going to sail us into the new year. That's what I'm going, 2-1. Arnie's here. Apparently he's not allowed on the pod anymore. But you get yourself on here. What are you going today, Arnie? We went in, drawing, losing. What have you gone on the bus, or what have you come up here?
So we travelled up independently. I have absolutely no idea what is going to happen here today. Anything goes. So guys might step up, really make a pitch for getting in the big games coming up, or it might all go a bit tits up. So
what big game's that, Arnie? Have we got a big game coming up?
Yes, we've got Wrexham next Saturday, I think, haven't we? So, you know, I don't know what else. Anything could happen. Well, let's just see what happens.
Have you got a score prediction?
We'll always go 1-0 to the county.
1-0 to the county. Scorer?
I'm going to go James Waite.
The mighty angry wasp.
Exactly.
Right.
It's one of those days where it might just be a day for the little guys.
Yeah, I've gone wait to score as well.
That's perfect. Great minds think alike. Officially, I'm not allowed to speak on this podcast anymore. So
we'll edit you out, don't worry, Arnie.
That's okay. That's what normally happens anyway. So we're going to have a great day. It's been an awesome trip so far. So
Where have you stayed?
So we came up to there this morning, but we're staying tonight. So we're going big time tonight on the back of a county win,
right.
3 points, and then looking forward to going to Eastleigh on Tuesday.
Yeah. I just want to say, Donny's not the greatest town for a night out. I don't want to pour water on your fire here. But, you know.
Well, it's all about the people in it, and we'll be here. So it doesn't matter where you are, but we'll be here.
Nice one. Cheers, Arnie. Catch up with you later. Right, for the first time, Ollie's got the wrong kit on. So we're playing in all white. Ollie's got the black kit on. But I'm going to say this now, curmudgeon again. When we played these at Rodney Parade earlier in the season, we all played in our normal kit. We played in amber and black. They played in their red and white hoops. There was no clash. There was no problem. So again, we should be playing in amber, but right, teams are out. Decent following up today. Can we get this off? Can we? It's a big week coming up. Can we get off to a good start?
Right, we're 18 minutes in. Decent start, to be fair. We are trying to actually play it a little bit. Obviously, we've got no height up front, so we can't just lump it. You would think we've definitely had the better start of the two sides. We did have the ball in the net a few minutes ago, but it was offside in the build up, so that was never going to count. But we've settled pretty well.
Wow, how we're not one down here, I will never know. There was a fabulous cross to the far post from Donny. The guy's nodded it back, and there's a guy standing in the middle of the goal on the 6-yard line. All he's got to do is get any part of his body to it and knock it in. And he seems to almost jumped over the ball. I don't know what he did, but massive let off that. After a good start, we were just saying it's gone a bit flat. Apart from that little flurry there from Doncaster, not much is happening. So it's 1-1. I was falling asleep there. It's a bit dull. To be honest, we started all right in the half. I don't know whether they enforced Bovril break when the line had to go off, change things. But since then, Donny have come back into it. They put some good balls into the box. And to be honest, if I was a Donny fan, I'd be annoyed I want one up. Have you seen it, Ollie?
Yeah, pretty much the same with you, I think. If there was another 10 minutes of that half, you'd fancy Donny to get one. But first 30 minutes, I think we held on quite well, but we're starting to just waver a little bit. I think if we can come out, get one early on, first 10-15 minutes, we'd probably fancy us to win it. But alternatively, you can say the same about Donny. So yeah, I'll enjoy this 15 minutes in the cold before my next nap.
Yeah, Arnie's just wandered over and just said both sides looking to have nil is what he said. Stuart, what have you thought of that?
Quite an uneventful half, really. I think Doncaster have had more possession, probably, but they've had a couple of really good chances.
Yeah.
We haven't really done much with the ball. Pretty flat, really.
Yeah. I think that half-time whistle came at the right time there, because we were starting to backpedal a little bit, and they had some good chances, to be fair. Arnie, have you seen it?
So that is one of the scrappiest halves of football that I think I have ever seen. Even the hospitality behind us are wondering why the hell they're here, and they're going in for a Bovril at half-time. Although they told me I needed to suck on an OXO cube was their offer. Just scrappy. We haven't really created a chance. They had a couple of ones. The best tackle of the game was by their own player when they had a chance on the 6-yard box. Game of very, very few chances, and we're just hoping it's going to be a bit better second half.
But, you know, 0-0. Take a point, won't we? That's why we come, innit?
Absolutely.
Take a point,
definitely.
Right. Onus on them. Let's see if we can get something second half. Off for a Bovril. Early change, second half. Right at half time, Scouse Lewis has gone off and Payne on. So it's a straight swap. Presumably, we've just given Scouse 45 minutes to, you know, get his fitness back, maybe. That's all I can think of. We could do with it livening up. Oh, hello. Wait here. What's he going to do? Absolutely nothing. Wow, triple sub. Hang on. That's six players I've got to talk through. I'm never going to be able to do it. So Scott Bennett's gone off. Seb's come on. Waite has gone off. And Charsley's come on. And Kevin Rye's gone off. And Waldig has come on. Positive changes, those, I think, to be honest. And, this game's fair for the taking. Donny, you know, aren't that great. You know, can we push on and get something here? You know, it's there for the taking. If we can get hold of this... You know, it looks like Morris has dropped back into Benno's position, and then we've got some with Charles Lee while they're gone, and now we've got Seb supporting Evans, because to be honest, Rye was pretty anonymous in that game. So in the first half, we've got a chance here. It's 0-0, all to play for. Dull at the minute, though, it has to be said. So Biggs had to go off injured, which is a worry. And Woods come on, so I don't know quite what that means. We're going to switch to a 4, are we? Or going 4-4-2, possibly? Barely to tell yet, but we'll have to have a look at this. Wow, great save from Townsend there. We look to be struggling a little bit while we're reorganising to work out who's doing what. They chip the ball into the middle. Guy's chested it down, hit it on the volley. You think, wow, it's going in. Townsend's tipped it onto the bar. Now he's gone down with a tactical injury, I think. Right, it's 3 minutes to go here, plus injuries, still time,
could go either way. If any side could get a grip of this game, there's a winner in it. I don't know who it's going to be, or are we petering for a nil-nil? 90 minutes is up, but we've got another, at least another 8 to go. Still anyone, still anyone's. Would you believe it? 93rd minute. An incredible ball over from the far side by Payne. He's pinged a gorgeous ball in. And steaming in on the far post. Seb Palmer-Holden, and he's rocketed it in from inside the six-yard box. 1-0. So me and Stu were just saying, gets into the 90th minute. We look for a last minute. Stu, you called it, Bob on.
Yeah, I said it was going to happen. Rope-a-dope. Yeah, just do nothing for 90 minutes and then score a last minute goal. Perfect.
What a ball in from Payne, that.
Oh, beautiful cross. Great header from Seb. Beautiful.
Vital 3 points. To be fair, they were two very limited teams, no quality until right at the end with that crossing from Payne and the finish. Ollie, what's your thoughts?
Excellent point. Three points really. It's two goals, they got brain freeze. Really grafted for those points there, and I don't think the Cater was an unfair result. We really stuck it out, cold conditions, switched up the style of play a little bit more ground ball orientated, and an excellent win.
Yeah, excellent win. Stu, what's your thoughts on that? Sum it up for me.
That was a hard working performance. I mean, we didn't play particularly brilliant, but we got the result in the end, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, totally. Two poor sides, great bit of quality at the end. 1-0 win. Right, onwards and upwards. See you in another northern town.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.